next couple of weeks is what they call the Inn of Shoivim, or Shoivim Tat. The Ma'amokim is ready from Rishonim. The Lekha Yosha, Talmud Shum Sedeshin, has this minig in Klai Yisrael that during Shoivim, people fast on Yom Chamishi for these weeks. And Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Kof Reish, Pei-Hei, by the Abba Parshias, is brought down by the Lavosh, of the Noisei Kelum, the Mogan Avram, the Shai Tshuva. The Mishabua brings down this Inyan of fasting during Shevivim Tat. Now, Shevivim Tat stands for Shemoyis Be'eru, Boi B'shal, Chiesa B'shpotim, that's Shevivim. And Tat is Truma Tetzavah. Now, the way the Mogan Avram brings down, they would fast not every year, Shevivim, only on the Shalom Rebaris, when it's a leap year, every year, then in a leap year, they would just fast Shevivim Tat. Some people had a minute just to fast, even on a leap year, on Shevivim. So on a leap year was usually Shevivim Tat, not a leap year, Shevivim. That's Mitzat Inn of the Tainus. And therefore the person can get involved, the locks of Tainus, of Yechal, and about to Finaloch, and the Gate of Tainus. The Shal is the Maestro, what is there in Indian of Shevivim? What's the swear for it? Who is put down by the Paiskim, Binig Abong the Mishan? What's the Indian behind it? So the Rizal is marachin this, and the way how the behetiv on the page in Simon Tofresh, Pehei, it's a Gonal, brings down, his words are, Chos of Arizal, the Pirish HaTorah, Shiyomim Eilu Musugolum, Lesakin Avoyin Keri, Yoyser Mikol HaShono, Misakin Avoyin Keri, Zelo Vatolo, in of the Avoyin Keri, therefore Mesano, and why Shemois, says Arizal, Lachain Maskel Pasha Shemois, Shoz Hiskel HaShibot, because that's when the Shibot started, the Sakin HaKeri, the Adam Rishon, the Nigma Pashki Sikna Evad Ivri, in the Mishpatim. Our Shibud started from Mishmois, from Mishpatim, and therefore for these weeks is when the Inn of Shevivim is. So again, the main Yisoid is the Masakh, the one of Keri. Therefore, the essence of a person should learn is really Evan Ezer, Simuchav Alfi, Simuchav Hei. But the Anhoga of Bezmanenu among Klai Yisrael is that they do Shevivim Shurim, meaning the Inn of Tarish Mishpacha, the Dei Chalabes, the Alochus of Nidom, which is basically also the Inn of the Masakh. They didn't help us to Tarish Mishpacha, they didn't have Nidah. And the reason that a person does Chazorah is Torah Meir B'nei Maisel. It helps a person out. Now, if you want to know the Indian specifically in the Gate to Shevivim, you can see all the way the Netta Gavril and Hilchos Chanukah in the back. His 12th Rakam on it and over 70 pages about it. He'll discuss all the Inyonim, Segulas, the Taimin, the Halachas, the Kvalim, Ayin Shem. The Maisel specifically means Tainus, which put down in the Noise Kelim Shokon Orach. The Maisel, why don't we fast? So come on the Paiskim, they say, why? Like it's brought down in the times that when the Inn of Tainus is only an Inn in Ba'alma, it's a very important thing a person should do, but since Monashav, if you're Ba'alavos, you're not holding there. If you're Bnei Torah, it's Gerim Bittel Torah. And since it's Gerim Bittel Torah, therefore a person should not fast. And the Netek Veil being down from the Stiper will be the Atzizi Torah too fast. Pekaret, it's the close of Bittel Torah. Therefore, that reason ends up being usually the Bnei Torah don't fast, the Ba'alavatim don't fast. The only people who fast are the Yidin who are. I mean, this is none of us segulim, but because it's been generals, so we do not do the end of Tainus. But what the class of the shaving about the Torah of all books do, they have shuman shaving and tires to mishpacha. Now, to go through the end of tires to mishpacha, so that numerous aspects to go through, from ksamim to achokis to festus. What most negela is probably the end of achokis. It happens 12 to 14 days a month, Baruch, if you're not pregnant or nursing. And that's the way of life. Okay, you start off usually marriage that way. And that's the Matthias is that it happens come on half a month. Therefore, certain things like Vestas today is very simple. Most, a lot of people have a Vestas computer, a system that's not for you. They know usually of a marriage anyway, you have to ask your Rav. So what a person himself really has to do is really learn the lachas of Achokis. And Olam seems to like it. Very schmack with the hakel, the raise. It's applicable. You can discuss it with your wife. The ma'is is very interesting. You learn Shulchan Aruch on the page. Shulchan Aruch, the place came on Marach and all the halachas, but except for Chokas, it's one page. It takes my average 25 minutes to read the whole entire siman. Kol Tzadikei is very short. Why Machus Tashmish? Why at this Torah and Torah and best this Kesamim? All the things the Torah. A Chokas is very short. You had to come over Dora Malakim and switch the tables and everything. Our generation, Mamash, they have Svarma Nachokis. This Svarma Nachokis, the pages, Mamash, two columns in the Shulchan Aruch. Fine, so, seems that the reason why the Arshim and Benenu are more Indian to Achokis is they get much more Negev. So once it's much more Negev, I like to go start off with Achokis. I'll be Mamashuk next week, maybe the week afterwards. I'll see, to go through what's Negev to That's simply our focus. First, Nisha, what happens when she becomes Tomei, different ways of becoming Tomei. So the Torah says, Sikavu Legala Ervosoi, a person cannot be the character in Ervo. Now, what does that mean? The Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, does it mean Dafka Bia, which is a Din Daraisa? Or is it even any Chiba Panishuk, any Derech Eskarvus, or Derech Hano? Is it Din Daraisa? However, not Derech Hano, Kukuli Amo is only Din Darabonon. But Balmais is brought down in the Simon Chav Aleph and Ibn Ezra's Machlokes. And the word Machmer, it doesn't really make a difference. Either way, Sabi, Osta Rabbono, or Daraisa, any Derech Chiba to an Isha, to your wife, even not Derech Chiba could be also any Inno of Eskarvus. Come along, Chazal, and there are Geizer, the Inyan of Machlokes. Now this Gezerah is better as a Mishnah, as Tom Dvei Eliyahu, Eliyahu Hanavi already says it. The Akdomo to the Inyan of Machlokes, is a Ramosh and Shuvah discusses, is there a Heter mitzad to cover the Prius? Is there a Heter mitzad the Prusha? So people get embarrassed. Is there a Heter? So basically, his Yisoid is, Maisel happens half a month. It's Yidua. The reason why people get embarrassed is really the lack of maturity, and there's time to grow up. It's a way of life. There's no heter because you just have this feeling of, you know, you're embarrassed. This is Matthias. Forget the Mizman HaChazal. We're in war. Begonim yuchad fanida. If a newer person was in nida, it might be in the mitzvah tznias. So you should not come with a fire simit. Avada mitzvah bushim mitzvah cover the brius. Avada, there's no heter. This is the time to, for a person to mature. Avada, there are times you do take into account. For example, when there's a chuppas nida. A mitzvah time. So, a certain case of vada, our time is a kulam yodid loma kal niflas lechopo. And therefore, there is a busha we try and forget not to misadu the chasa bizman nido. And the our time is to take into account, but the klolius, there's no head to cover the brias, even in front of, by Moshe Chu discussing, even in front of your relatives who are not our fry. We don't understand the whole entire concept. There's no, they understand there's an inyan over here, or that everyone knows that something is a nido, and it happens half a month, and therefore, we shouldn't have a busha or no head to misadu cover the brias. Now, what is the reason for this Indian, this Isser, or the Gedra of Achokis? Come along, the Sugan Shabbos and Dafi Aleph, the one wounded second Seder, over there the mission is discussing a letter from Zav and Mazava. A person cannot eat a Zav together with a Zava, even though they're both Tomei. The mission says they cannot eat together. And over there it discusses about also not sleeping in one bed. So it says, Rashi, what is the reason for it? Since there's a special heter with your wife, Mitzad Yichud, even though all other women is an Issa b'yichud, your wife is a Heter b'yichud, why you should not talk for a lot? Once you had Tashmish one time, b'yichud l'mayis is mutter. Since it's a special Heter b'yichud, therefore, maybe it'll be Hergel of Eira. Therefore, since it's a Heter b'yichud, we need our Chokim inside of it, and the Chok will be that we have these Chokis, these Alochas, inside b'yichud. That's Rashi's reason. The Rosh brings it down that way. A second reason why we have in of our Chokis, the Rajman Shuvah says, since you'll leave a gaspo with your wife, hopefully, and that's usually the mahalach, that you're very comfortable, we're very friendly with your wife, and therefore, mitzad is a special bond, a relationship with your wife, therefore, choshish, maybe they are, sir. Therefore, this special bond, therefore, a special in the machokas. But this goes interesting enough, nafkamina between the two svaras, mitzad is a head to be for, or is the head to mitzad, leave a gaspo, actually has a tshuva that a isho need a blood transfusion for a husband, from her husband, as the isha of a shaka. Now, can you do it when she's in nido? You want to time that if all the is in mitzad yichud, the meister doctors around will never end in the case of yichud when you need a blood transfusion. So you want to time it, there won't be any is in mitzad haishoto. One interesting shiloh, he gets about the other two from why the meister is makel. But if they say mitzad yichud, what's the problem? Another fascinating discussion, they discuss more than again, but very practically, on chuppas nido. Chuppas nido, the locha is yichud is also. If yichud is also, is there any achokis? According to Rashi, Rashi says the yisoid of achokis is because yichud is mutter. When yichud can be also, is any heter? Is there a heter of achokis? Come along and blows the meir hor. It's the back of the Gemara in Shabbos and Dafi Dalef. Says based upon Rashi's svarim inside the yichud, there won't be any in the achokis. Therefore, you can hand it the ksuba. Therefore, you can put the ring on the finger. Therefore, there's no problem. Now, this the place can discuss how can you handle the ksuba. So Berkut says no problem. Rashi, if not, there's no iser. The Badei Shulchan says the ma'aseh is also. In the Malum to the Badei Shulchan, they said, you forgot Rashi. She said, they pointed me at Rashi. I still holds also. Why? The rabbi, I had a very old like plug. He still holds his also. Well, Maisa, it really depends what the Svar is. The Svar is Mitzad Yichud, again, Taino. So there's no Issa Yichud, therefore, a Chokas will be Motor. Maisa, I'm huggled by a Chubas Nido. Usually, the Armachman giving over the Ksuba, the Armachman in the ring. Either they could say they go to the Malach of the Rashba of usually Kala's Libakaspa, or say even go with Malach of Rashi, Al Zichot, Beloy Pluk Chachomim, and therefore once you're married, there's an Inna Vachokas. Fine, that's again a Tam Lachokas, Mitzad either Libakaspa or Yichot, and therefore maybe they're Hergel Aveiro. Now, when is the Inna Vachokas? When do we apply it? So the main Maramokim for the Sugah Vachokas, the Gemara and Shabbos and Nafi Gimel, there's a famous Maisa, there's a Talmud Echad, the Gemara brings down that was Kara, he learned a lot, Vishana Harbe, Vishimish Tamil Chom Harbe, the three things he learned is Isaac, Shamish Tamil Chom, and he made Chetzi Chayav. And he died when he was young. His wife went around asking exactly what happened. My husband, why did he die? Maisa, he was a young person, and he was Isaac, the voice of Hashem. So, came along with Leon Navi, as the Farshim explained, and he asked her, Bemei Nida, how are you Isaac with her? Says, I kept all the chokas. Bemei Levayna, the Zayin Nekim, when she's not seeing Dam, did not go to the mikveh yet. Bemei Levayna, how are you Isaac? How are you Isaac one with another? Said the Isha, we ate together, we drank together, we slept in one bed together. Oh, says Leon Navi, says the Gemara, Baruch HaMakom Shehargu. Oh, Gevaldik, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed this person who was Marachik in the Inna V'Achokis. Shloi Nosa Pon Latoru. So we have this Indian of Achokis. The person was not knowing Achokis, but made Levayno. Beradover. Isha, there are 5 days that she sees that. Usually 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, depends how long it takes to be clean. Then she has Zainakim, the made Levayno. The made Levayno is Lavan, wife, Zainakim. Come along with the Gemara clearly and says, if you're not knowing V'Achokis, the made Levayno, Baruch HaMakom Shehargu. Oh, Gevaldik. Therefore, you have to be knowing V'Achokis, make this Gemara all the time. All the time. That doesn't mean all the time. Come along, the nice kid, the Shulchan Aruch, very clear. First of all, she came Tamei. Whether she came Tamei, she saw a Maira Mama. She had a vest, her period. Whether she had a Kesem, she stumbled, saw a Kesem. All the V'Achokis applied, there's no Chilek. V'Aid, it applies all Yimei Levayno. Very clear, Shulchan Aruch, from the Gemara. Let's say it's after the Zainakim, but she's not got the mikveh yet. Still set up Iskim, doesn't make a difference. Halacha, she's a needle until she goes to the mikvah. V'lai oi, the halacha is, when your wife goes to the mikvah, comes back, the halacha, she has to tell you tevalti, or she shows she was tevalti. Otherwise, she still has the halacha of a needle. Therefore, says up Iskim, she still has the halacha of Achokis. Until she shows that she went to the mikvah, and you know for sure she went to the mikvah, she still has the halacha of Achokis, she still is l'maisa a needle. So the halacha of Achokis, when does it apply? The moment she comes tamei, until the moment she is tar, mutter and tashmish. Now what about Yimei Vest? Yimei Vest, the chok is mutter also, the maestro she is mutter. Is there any in the chok? It's come on the place, very clear. That maybe as chibuk v'nisha, k'mach mutav ala bracha, maybe sleeping in one bed, but avad of al chok is Yimei Vest, avad of mutter. Avad of al shaylo. Avad of Yimei Vest, you'll hand things to her, you'll pass things to her, there's no one to be mach at all. It's dafk uni tamei. Except, maybe chibuk v'nisha, or sleeping in one bed, but otherwise the chokas per se do not apply the Yimei Vest. Let's say you're a subaf, if you're a nida, you have a mara, you're a suffolk. You have to go through Rav until you get to Rav, until he shows up, until he calls you back, until you call him back. He leave it in the mailbox and he tells his wife to call you back, whatever it is, the system. But you don't know, is it in the chokas? Come on, the place can say, since it's a suffolk, or maybe Tommy, it's chsoni dia, you just lack knowledge. Therefore, you have to be machmer. All klomel chesavik yidia is a dash shaitim. Dash shaitim would not say something about the gula. Therefore, the achokas apply. Therefore, comes out lalocha. When is the achokas? It starts from the moment you vaday tamei or savik tamei until the rav tells you. That's where the achokas. Unless you be machmer, the achokas starts right away. Until she comes back to mikvah and tells you tevalti. However, be yimei vest is no in the achokas. That's when it applies. Now go through the order of the Shulchan Aruch. What are the halachas of achokas? What is the Gedarim? How to apply it? So the Simen, Kuf Tzadikei, it's always Kedai. Mamash, if it happens every month, or whatever it happens after you give birth, it's Kedai to Chazara, Mamash will take the real Shulchan Aruch, it will take the most half hour. It's always Kedai to read it over. In Sefalot, the first halacha starts off, based upon the mission of Avos of Nosson, that says, Lo Sikrivu, therefore, you might think, since the only Tashmish is also, you might think, Chibik Fanishik is Mosul, or you can medabi ima b'dvam b'teilim, k'mash mlon loisikarev. It says loisikarev, do not do things that make you close. Loisikarev, loisikarev. Therefore, chibik v'nishik is also. Therefore, even dvam b'teilim is also. Now, what is dvam b'teilim? It says, mafashim means chok v'kalas roish. The words of the machabe is yichayti mafresh from your wife once she's tummy until she goes to the mikvah. V'lo yiskoik v'lo yikal roish imoy at afil b'dvarim. Why shema yagul aveiro? The issur is hergul aveiro. The way the shach says it over, this issur is margul ervo. That means not stam biyadav. Be very clear. There's no point to be sad in front of your wife. Avada be to act to her normally. The issur of skoik v'kal roish is dafka an in of lightheadedness. In of the gedru is. Not that the reason is al yagul avera. The getter is something to be a margul person to avera. Stop talking to your wife, but not be a margul person to avera. So the isra of schoik v'kalas roish is something that's margul de avera. Come on, the Torah says, the verse in Eibshitz, matzah shekel, it brings down. There's no isra of kiruv das. No isra of making a bond with a person. No isra of sitting down and schmoozing and talking. There's an isra of what margul de avera. Bringing to the Maisa of Arayas, the Maisa of, she's a Nida. It's one of, it's a Nida, and all of that's a Nida, it's a Yom Vayavar. It's one of the three cardinal sins, it's Gila Arayas. And therefore, something that mainly they Tashmish, there's an Isser. But Avada, you walk around, you talk to her, you act normal to her. Now, what does it get her? What defines the normalcy? It really depends also in terms of what society you're in, where, and now it's so seen that one Malach may back another Malach, back there's another Malach. Depends how you're brought up. How your wife is brought up, what defines being normal, what defines kiruv das. Some people, kiruv das means speaking for a half hour, it means a special bond. But however, most people are all Americans, fascists, that's the daily life. And people have various and different marriages. Some people's marriages are due to convenience, we meet, you know, whenever things have been taken care of. Some people have a marriage that you associate one with each other, we're good friends with each other. Some people have a higher marriage than that, different levels of marriages. Betsim, this halacha is not clear for one reason, because it really depends who you are and the situation you are, the matzav you're in. But the side of the isser is what? Margula erva. Maybe they isser. The way how Rav Rubin, the one who wrote the Sefer Marikoi, the way how when he gives Shir and Shavim, the getter he tries to give, which he says is always not clear, is that how would you talk to your sister? That's mutter. Your sister is not a special physical bond you have with her. It's something that you're comfortable with. You've been around with her 15, 20, 30 years. Therefore, since you're comfortable with her, you talk to her, you schmooze with her, you spend time with her. Again, some people don't have sisters, some people don't spend time with their sisters, some have a different age discrepancy. But the Yisrael Shabbat is, however you would act to your sister, that's not wrong with your wife, that Avad is mutter. The special shaykhs you have to your wife, it's not margula, erva, that is what the mice is, what can be also with your wife when she's in Nido. If your sister you act normally, some people don't act too normal for a sister, or to find a malice. But the definition is, no, the definition of this issue is worth the shach margum le'erva. It's as a chance, meaning maybe they issue. A special bond. Now, I'll give examples. One example. This guy's going to amusement park. Now, they say, if you have kids going to amusement park, forget it's a tirchot, no gishmak, I'm going with your wife. Let's say, shenu v'shenu, let's say you just have your one-year-old, two-year-old, going to amusement park is b'etzim is something that brings a special close and special shaykhus one to another, and therefore it's chayv kalas roish. No, you might, your father might send you together and then you split up. No, she goes with her friends, you go with your friends, you don't go on the roller coasters together. Unless you're real young kids, but not when you get older. So. Your wife, you walk around, shmooze, that's amusement park, that's what you do. The Chavamaita was called Rav Dick when he was in music park. He wanted to know if he could play ear hockey when they were in need. Why? Because you're not passing each other. You're trying to get around each other. No problem with a shotgun. She's trying to block it. So Rav Dick answered, you can't be there. It doesn't make a difference. You can't be in the music park. What's the shakla? This is a classic example of Sif Aleph. It's special Indian of just spending time together. Now they don't have any kids. If you have kids, the Fakir could be even a Tircha. But otherwise, if I can't, the music park is in a mokum of Schaik. Or a mokum of creating a special bond that may be the ervo. Another example, they say, eating out. Now, eating out, usually for most people, pizza, falafel, not a problem. But let's say, go to a special restaurant. It's romantic. You know, young key, candles are candlelit on the table. That's an Indian of also maybe the ervo. That's something you do to in a special occasion. Now, if you're not the person doing it in a special occasion, you do it all the time. It won't be nichlam the issur. The search is this Indian a special bond one with another. Let's from being down, dancing in front of your wife. That's also a special thing. Or another thing is swimming down and blowing a kiss to your wife. Not touching or anything, but that's also a special bond. Now, let's do it all the time, which I don't think anyone does. Also, it's a special bond. Maybe the ervil. or another thing that's down medabal the din of tashmish. Also, it's a special thing that maybe they ervo. Now, the arser in cases that are very not clear, and they really look them on the svarim, it could be depend upon what society. Different cases, for example, a lot of play chess together, or play cards together. Is there an issur? Is it mutter? So look among the svarim. The svarim go mechanically kan mekotzel kotzel. Some say about also the big name from the Zalman, Rav Kamenetsky, and the Moishel Meiser and the Biyashin. They the Meiser Aser. Sheni the Bei Moishel the Chodeshani and the Nemtzel Meiser they matter it. It really depends how exactly do you play cards, how you play chess. Do you play the game mitzad to win, or you play the game to have a good time? And you have to also know, it really depends how you plan to also play. For example, when I play to win, or I play to have a good time. So the Maisa, if I'm out of the hector, but she has a problem. Therefore, we can't play with each other. There's no hector over here. Like, I'm out to, meet the to and Moshe discusses, can you play chess and Shabbos? Moshe gets involved with Dabba Dover, but all he says, when a person loses, he's a bit sour. If he can't play chess and Shabbos, I'll be sour. Because, you know, if I lose, I'm very bit sour. I'm playing the game to win. My wife, she doesn't even get to the end of the game. Everyone depends how they're playing the game. So the Yisrael Shabbai, is it having a schmack time together? Could be it's a problem. If the Yisrael is just to challenge each other, fine, because I didn't smoter. Another case to discuss, which whoever does agree it's also playing ping pong or tennis or things like that that you're running and back and forth, so you can start tiny maybe also smoter, but at some is a whole schoik for Kalas Roish. They want tiny chutzmei, the problem may be beside a shot or a zviko, chui for problem beside schoik for Kalas Roish. Another case negated to this Indian is what about giving a present to your wife? Is it mutter also, which is a needle? So the first is very clear, the Machzor Shekel being done very strong, that stamp matona, red matona of example, bringing flowers that you do every Erev Shabbos, that Avada is mutter. There's no special Indian of bringing closeness of Margulah de Erev one to another. However, let's say you do something that's Yuchud and special, unique. For example, let's say when your wife gives birth, a lot of people have an Hoka, when you give birth, you have to give her a matona. Mike, what she went through, 9 months, and then giving birth, and she had a child. So people give matono. Usually something very nice. The anhoga is that you don't give it right away, you wait until she becomes tar. That's usually the anhoga. Why? Because that's a special bond one to another. They want to say, even maybe in a birthday or anniversary, depends how big the present is. Maybe if it's bring a special closeness one to another, or some people, even as a small present, the wife, oh, you thought about me. Say, so, you should not do it on the birthday. You explain to her, you tell her, 100% I have you in mind, I think about you, however, there's a certain time and a place for everything. And right now, since we're knowing the Nyana of Tyro, Taif Mishpacha, therefore we should not give any present that's miyuchad one to another. That's, I think, the kids, I hope people got the get of what the Indian of Schoik Kalas is. Basically, from all these cases, the Yisrael again really a call of the Indian, who you are and related to your wife, but the Yisrael should buy anything that's magal, the Erev is also otherwise will be motor. Come on the Pesach Yeshuvah, and he brings down from others that discuss the Indian of wearing besamim. Also, Nicholas Indian of Magal Ervo. When an Isha puts on perfume, is the person allowed to smell it or not? Now, Stamazoy, this from discussed, she should not put on a lot of perfume. It's not nice in the street. But let's say it's only in the house, it's a little bit of perfume. Can he lemaisa smell it? So, come on this form, and Beker, the Machmer, the person that cannot smell it. Even when she takes it off and she has perfume on the counter, the maisa, I don't know why in the world the person will pick it up to smell it. Even when she takes off the perfume she's wearing, clothing, she's not picking up the smell. And even in the bottle that she had that's muchud for her, the place can discuss it. But Mai said, I don't know why a person should pick up the bottle of his wife to smell the perfume, there should be no reason for it. And a person should not smell perfume. It's nichl in the Indian of Schoik V'Kalas Roish. They do discuss, what about the Indian of Mitzad Abdullah Shaboy? Let's say she's holding the besamim. Can you smell it? The Halacha Pesach Shuva says, the place can be very machmir, cannot smell the besamim that she's wearing. Perfume. She's holding the sum. Can you smell it? So it's a shalom among the paiskim. Just metzias wise, very hard to know the looks of a dollar, and there is, there'd be a imer, Rabbi Yosef, why exactly he's being makel. The metzias wise is that by Abdullah, you hold the wine in one hand, the in the left hand, you hold the besamim. When it comes to the bracha, you switch it, says the Mishnah Berurah. So you're holding the besamim. If you hold the besamim, you make the bracha and give it to it for you to smell, otherwise, not you smell it yourself. So they ask him this question, Rabbi Omer, she says, no, because when your wife holds it, Maisha, if she's part of you, it's a gufoy, she's holding it in the right hand for you, and therefore she can hold it for you. Chiddush in the Sugya of Abdullah, Pashas, you hold it, you're more than making a bracha, ask me in your hand, and therefore you smell it. Therefore the whole case of Abdullah is a nice shalom among the svarim. Maisha, when you hold it, you smell it, no problem. Now give it to your wife to smell, now that's the other way. So you got, so stam is a shalom, but someone's very clear, you cannot smell from your wife. I mean, your wife, because she smells that you're wearing, what they call it? Not cologne. can your wife smell your cologne? So my sister, I don't see anyone who asks it. Either it's from a Makel or they say it's a Rechiyin. So Vada was some Avadi, she can smell, Vada's not a Shaila. Because there's certainly nothing to do, there's no Hergel Aveiro, and Avada should let it smell. So that's Allah, Mitzab, Besamim, really not Negeya, Avada, when you hold it, Mitzab, Rafa, you smell it, and you can let your wife smell straight from your hands, no problem. Right, that's Mitzab, the first Allah of Margal, Shem Yagel Aveiro. Second Allah, second Sif, is the Allah of Negeya, of touching one to another. Now, the case by my mokum this halacha, the Gemara on Shabbos Nafi Gimel, by this Maaseh, this Talmud, that said, Boch HaMokum Shogu. So the case of Shulchan Aruch, or the Gemara, is the case of Achila, Shtiyah, of the Sabta one bed. Come along, Taisus over there, and the Rishonim bring down what says in Tanud Ve'Elio. His words are, Shema Veisloi is a shemen, maybe he brought him some shemen, or some pach, and he touched her finger. Maybe he touched her finger. And therefore, Boch HaMokum Shogu. Therefore, another case we see from this Talmud that the end of Achok is it cannot touch one to another. Now, if it's Tarech people, we'll get about Machlik Steraisa, the Rambam, and the Rambam is Din Deraisa, Lissikarabu, Lissikrivu. Elva Shloi Derech Anosoi, the Mice is still its Osir, the Koladeus, and Isra Bonon, and why is Nichol this in the Ton of Elio, from the Gemara, the Rishonim, that person cannot touch his wife, Afilubi Espektano. Mice you can't touch. That's clear. Now, this halacha, even though the case is that he should not touch her, the Pashkim can say she cannot touch him, there's no difference, he can touch her, she cannot touch him. And let's say you have a stick and you want to touch each other also. Also, the Pashkim Machmer, there's no difference whether as you're touching from your hand to her hand or using a stick to touch a person. Even when she's sleeping, you might say you can't touch her. Now, since the Indian means that touching, they get a vowel of, is there a cases of a Shash Negiya? For example, can you read a book together? You're holding one book, she's holding the book, two sides. Can you hold a book and read a book together? The Pesach can discuss it. Some are Machma, some are Mekel, some are Machma Tzad Chibo, some are Machma Tzad Chash Negiyo. Apisvara Shabai, usually, if you're holding it together, read a book together, Pashas, I usually never do it. Pashas in the Chibo. People don't like, however, stop to look over someone's shoulder, to look at something, what someone's reading, might not be menschlich, depends how you act. Otherwise, stop as I look there should be no chiba shaboy. If you're holding, I don't know why you hold something together, look should be a promise on chiba shaboy. It's on the gear, the chiddush should say it's awesome, it's on the gear, look should be mutter. Oh, you might be ruining the person. But let's say you're holding, we'll get to the shadow of holding things together. Well, let's say you're holding an umbrella for one for the other. So, we kind of the place to discuss it. L'chor really depends what type of umbrella you have. You have these one humongous umbrellas. L'chor you can walk underneath. It's not forget. It's not al tzchibi you're holding it for your wife. It's forget. Either you let her hold the umbrella for herself, or you get drenched, or you all go underneath. And inside you're holding it because you don't want to get drenched. You're doing it for yourself. It's not inside chibi shemoy. It's just, you don't want to get wet. Otherwise, pashas should be mutter. Fine, those want to be choishes to myself. It's a small umbrella. Usually it goes body to body. I will get to the halacha that l'chur, even a beggar cannot touch a beggar, therefore l'chur yapi machmer. One of these bigger umbrellas l'chur should not be a problem. Fine, that's been said negiyah. Now, again, negiyah is touching one to another. What about clothing touching one to another? So the way the Rekeach brings down the Indian of the Maaseh Talmud Echad, he says not only the case of touching her etzpa, he brings down even touching her clothing. Baruch HaMakom Sha'argu, even a case of touching her clothing. Therefore, the place can bring down the halacha is you not only cannot touch her, you cannot touch her clothing. How far the machmer, come along with the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chidah, the machmer, even clothing cannot touch clothing, which is a chumrah. And the Maaseh is very negeh when you go on a bus, let's say, and you sit side by side, won't be a problem, two different seats, but the Maaseh, your clothing touch each other, or in an airplane, your clothing touch each other, come along with the Pashman and says, you should be machmer, therefore you should put something in between, their clothing should not touch each other.
You're not aware, like,
not aware, you don't know. If you know about it, then you're aware, then you should not
do
it.
You should look at the touch.
That's when she's wearing it. She's not wearing it. A body, when you see when her clothing is on the floor, you pick it up, put it in the hamper. Yours is never on the floor, doesn't make a difference. So fine, but my said, body lap, touch each other's clothing, no problem. In someone else's clothing, your clothing, her wife's clothing, but it's not
shining.
Passion. The Nichol, the Geder of Negiyah, they discuss, what about the end of a shot of passing one thing to another? So the Beis Yosef, for example, is showing about passing one to another. is there an issur not? Why? The whole Maamar Mokum is telling the Eliyahu Navi says Nikiya. That's touching. There's an issur of Ascarvus. Mashiach being passing, we didn't see the end of Ascarvus. So myself, Machlok Shushayim, the Rosh and the Rashba, the Maisa, the Machmer. And the Machmer, for two different reasons. The Rosh is Machmer inside of Shash Nikiya, and the Rashba is Machmer inside of Chibo Shaboy. The way the Machab brings down, he says, a Shota is also passing one to another. Why? Shema Yigil Vimisaroi. Chash Nagia. The reason, therefore, is Nichol, all the second halacha of Nagia. Nagia is also, and passing is also also Mitzad, Chash Nagia. Now, if the whole reason of Chash Nagia, what about something that's long? If he passes something that's a long stick one to another. So come along the Shach and says, even a long stick is also. And so the place can, why? That's Loi Plug Chachabim. Loi Plug, therefore, even a long stick, a Shota is also. Now, this in the Shota is no heta alide. She knew, says the place can, you can't pass one to another. What about passing inside, not to her? Let's say she's holding a bag. Can you put her keys inside her tick? Can you put something inside her bag? So you have to understand, the idin of Nagia, Maisa, Clarks also. Her shot is a machlaikis. Maisa, what about a shot of putting something inside her bag? She come along the paiskim and the machlaikis among the swarm, the ikadil paswarm machmer, just like a shot is also to her, and therefore Nagia is also to her, we know Nagia is also to her clothing, also a shot is also to things that she is holding. Once enough, can we know what different case they discuss mitzad shoto? And what about the case of kvato? By Bris Milo, there's an Indian to be a kvato. The lady holds one side, the man the other side. And very interesting, you learn the halachas of Bris Milo, that when they bring in the child, everyone stands up when the child comes in. You know, if they stand up, not mitzad the child. You're standing up mitzad kvato, because the people who are bringing them in, they're being asik in the mitzvah, bringing the child to the model. So the Indian Kvat is not stam. No, they're bringing the people, it's not stam Indian. It's Shulchan Aruch brings down, you stand up. Why? Mitzvah, the people doing Kvat, because they're being Oisik in the mitzvah. So they want time to this mitzvah, mitzvah, Shabbat. Maybe mitzvah, Ashoto, there won't be any Yisr. Ashoto, Machlok Shushayim. Or maybe Mokka mitzvah, but Mokka Marabim. Maybe there won't be any Yisr, mitzvah, Kvat. Maisa Mon Klaisal, I see three different Anhokas, even though the Swarm are all Machmer. Break all the Swarm are Machmer and say you cannot do Ashoto. By the case of when you're a nido. However, there are two other menhagim klayis, or some say fakir, just mutter. It's a mitzvah, it's rachat, lavad, it's mutter. And those being done on the hog of doing two pillows. Since it's there, shino, you're not taking straight, you're taking, just like you're putting inside a tick, is maize of shiloh. So those want taino, two pillows, she walks out with two pillows, the man takes the top pillow, and therefore it's not a problem. This is only shiloh over there, is. It's more like a shino, and the whole in the shot, it's always not clear. And it's been mocking mitzvah, and it's been rabbim. Therefore, that's where they get this ending from. The whole Yisoid is chibo. There's no, they will get to eating at the table together. Barabim is not a problem. There's no end of chibo. You can't do, not markedly erva. Not going to do a maisa in barabim. Nothing's going to happen. So, Svaras Shabbat is over there.
Some people put it down on the chair.
I have not seen that many. I have not seen that in Svam either. But, no, there's no shop, no problem. But mice again, with the swarm are very clear, they're machmer, all the swarm, at least 20 of them. But the mice and hogged, I see different numbers. Now, nichol ashal negeta ashota is, the ashota is passing one to another, it creates a bond giving one to another. Let's say you're not passing. Example, you want to carry a stroller, it's very heavy, up a flight of steps, doing it together. Not passing the stroller one to another, you're carrying up this flight of steps together. Maybe it's not nichol ashal ashota. Maybe it's not a problem passing one to another. Why? Because when you're passing one to another, I'm doing it for her, she's doing it for me. Mashing, when we're carrying up the stroller together, I'm doing it for the stroller and she's doing it for the stroller. Maybe there's no Isser Mitzad, the Inna Vashoto, and the Inna Vashoto itself is the Machlokes. So they bring down from the Chaznish, carrying up a stroller together is Mutter. There's no Isser. The Tzitzliyazi wants to be Mekel, he says, maybe Adai Shina, holding each other with gloves. The Vadi Yosef wants to be Mekel. Meister, the Ikkelis form are Machmer. They kind of, first of all, maybe it's Nichlan Inna Vashoto, and even if it's not Nichlan Vashoto, Meister is going to be moving her. Nichol the element of a safsul oruch and the misnadei, you're moving one to another, and therefore be'ikur the swarm of machmer, you should not carry things together. However, b'shasat chak, come along with Moshe and Dain Fisher, Roshan, we say b'shasat chak, you can't be maker. That means, for example, in the stroller, if you need both of you, in the vada, you carry it up together. Now, usually, fazin on the metzias by a stroller, usually it's not needed to do together, and the man should do al chivalry, carry it up himself. There's no need to be maker, and therefore you carry it yourself. That seems to be the nogo. And if you're very shrach, you know, work out, nice to be able to do it yourself, shouldn't be a problem. No, that's not. The person doing it himself, he needs his wife to help, usually. That's usually the anhogla. However, in chanami, but let's say you're stuck, nice you're stuck, and you cannot do it by yourself, What we is not nichla shot because no one knows. Fine, you pick it up together. Forget, maybe no remarkable error. Forget, you're embarrassed, you can do it yourself. Fine, I don't know. But my son, the Hungry Shibai, my son is not carrying things together unless it's Mokamatsar Kodal. Nachashal Negay to Negiyah is all about Zvika. Zvika, throwing things one to another and nichla in the Negiyah not. Why? Come along with the Yisay Shibai, the Rashba says Negiyah with Tadchipa. The Rosh has Negiyah, why often it might touch each other. By throwing one to another, there's no problem in San Negiyah. No problem, you're throwing, you're not going to touch each other. Therefore, maybe it's one to. Therefore, the end of Zvika is not brought down by the Mechaber. Come along, there are more, there are more brings down. I day Zvika, Yadol, Yadol, Hepach, Maisit's also. Zvika is also, it's a Chumra of the Bnei Ashkenaz of the Ramah. The more Maisit Machman in Zvika. So it comes out that Negiyah, Maisit, also. Ashot Machalik is everyone's Machman. By Zvika, come along, Ramah is Machman, even by Zvika. And certainly all the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Maisit, they are Machman, the Bnei Svad, Yesh, Yesh. The Svara that one time is even though it might not be a problem with Tanagir Shabbai, the circle, so we still have the Svara of the Rashba's reason, also Al-Tchipa. The Maisa is passing one to another, is one to another, therefore it can be Machmir. However, over here it comes out that we said by Aishotel, the Maisa Emgri's Osir, putting inside someone's tick, the Maisa, it's a trial among the Paiskim, but Reku are Machmir. However, by Zrika, we're Machmir Ramah. What about Zrika inside of someone's tick? You want to throw the keys inside the bag. It's a chumrah upon a chumrah over here. Now what's halacha? Maisa, some from say meikol, some say double abracha, some say roi lahachmo, some say to be machmer. Yesh v'yesh. Why in the swashba? It's very simple. The zvik is a chumrah upon putting signs on his bag, which is a chumrah. Therefore, yesh v'yesh. Therefore, api swara, it's roi to be machmer, but meikol, yesh v'yesh lismoich. Yesh, if there's no reason to be meikol, why in the world be meikol? However, but meikol, yesh v'yesh lismoich. Now the Pesach Shuvah, when he brings down this Indian of being Zarek inside a person's bag, the Tarshu Shlomim, after brings down this Indian, he said, "V'machma tavla bracha." He discusses, what about blowing off lint from a person? Is that nichel, just like by Zrikas also, a shatter, can you blow off lint from a person's baguette or from the person's guf? Is that a problem? Because not touching, not Zrikas, there's no shatter, just blowing. Also look among the Svarim, it's either a Mekel, or machma tavla bracha, or Roy Lachma, or machma. Just al pisvara, usually it's not really needed. Why in the world you can't just tell a person to do it himself? Therefore, you might be getting involved in shalom mitzad chibush voice, like the kalas reish. And usually, you never see, usually even a guy do it to another person blowing off flint. You know, you tell the person, or you knock it off. So, therefore, mitzad chibush voice, therefore, there's no reason to be makel. And therefore, a person should not blow it off, and usually, non-hog is more to be machmer. However, in the case of taking a fan, you're taking it and waving in front of the person, that everyone asks that the vada is in the chibo, we don't do it one for another, you don't give your wife, because she's your wife. Therefore, we do not take a fan and wave it one to another. However, says the Chayle, the vada can plug in the fan, electric fan, and make it blow on her. That's not a shayla, there's no in the chibo, that's menshul kite. That you're not doing, the fan's blowing upon her. To waving it, there's in the mitzad chibo shibai, plugging it in, the vada is not a shayla, that a vada you can do. Also, nichl in the vzriko, it about throwing it up, and then comes down. So throwing it up, ma'aser, and comes down, it's not your koyach anymore. It's in the gravity, mass attracts mass, and therefore goes down. Therefore, is there a tzad to be ma'achmur to meikol? So come on, also, Pesach Shuva brings down this machloikis over here, and again, also this form brings down machloikis, either it's meikol, or machmur tevla bracha, or roi lahachmur, or machmur. And also, very simple, the halacha should be roi to machmur, and the meikol should be listening. If it's a tzorech, you can't, you have car keys, what you do, you cannot, you have to throw it there, and you can't put it down on the floor, wherever you are. Because let's say you're in certain places, you know, put car keys down, the shvach will come and take it. It's fine, throw it up, she'll catch it. It's fine, or she'll stick it on her hand and catch it. Otherwise, tamazai, there's no reason, usually reason to be makel. Therefore, where it'll be makel, the makel usually be lismich. One last thing to get to the end of the kiyah, was on this halacha, is a fascinating yad liyot that the Pesach Shuvah brings down. When a person lights a candle, and let's say he wants a candle to heat up hevel, we want the hevel over here to heat you up. Is hevel, is that a case of chibur? Or hevel, really a case of chibur? Is it mechaber one to another? The sugya and Pimel Tairo, that maybe hevel, steam, or heat, is mechaber one to another. Therefore, comes along the Yadliel, he wants taino to have a candle and to hold it, and the heat should heat up your husband, or you strike a match and you light his cigarette, which you don't smoke, for your husband. Maisa, that fire might be in the mitzvah chibur shavoi, a connection one to another, therefore might be also. The way the Aruch Shulchan brings it down, therefore it's nichol neged of Iskaris. And therefore the Paiskim Ar Machmet says something is neged to the Hevel Shabbai or the flame Shabbai, going one to another is a problem. Therefore, for example, she's holding the candle fakala, you want to strike a match and light it. L'chol is a problem inside a chibur, you're connecting one to another, and in the inside is Iskaris, and therefore you should not light one to another.
To make the brocha, then it's not a problem, so we...
Oh, so now let's say she's holding the fire. Come on, the Paiskim discuss. Lighting it for her is a problem. What about holding it is a problem or not? So Maestro, Moshe writes, Poshut, Lek, Issebezeh, and he says, what? The whole story is else the Hevel Shabbai or the flame Shabbai. Holding it, there's no Hevel over here. You just want the light. It's a light, Lamaisa, there's no Isser. And therefore, come on, Lassom and say, Avada, she can hold that Bella candle. Seems to be in Chenoigim. Avada, you'll have enough of the light. Therefore, they discuss also, let's say you want to read a book. She wants all the light for you. Avada, it's Mutter. There might be only a Shalom, it's a Chibo Shabbai. Because when's the last time your wife held something for you to read? Well, otherwise, it's had the chibur as the scarves, no scarves by Abdullah. The only problem is had the Hevel Shabbai. Come on, the Pesach Shuvah and discusses. We're asking in Gia and Zerika and Aishata, what about a child passing one to another? There's a sugya in Shabbos and Gittin and other places about a chai noises at this point. A child carries himself, and therefore maybe when you pass your child to your wife, what are you doing? You're not passing anything. He went by himself, and therefore come along the Pesach Tshuva brings down a Tashpatz and Tshuva, want to be showing him, wants a Taino, a child passing one to another, L'maisa Al Bimotur. Why? You're not passing anything. It's going by himself. As a Geder of Chai Noiset Tzatzmoy. Now first you have to know the Geder of Chai Noiset Tzatzmoy. Come along the Pesach Tshuva, it says the Geder is Dafko in Hukla Shabbos. Is Dafka someone who is, if he's a cotton, cannot go by himself, or is a choylo or kapos, might say there's no heta even in Hukla Shabbos, chay no yisayas atzmai. Therefore, this whole heta, chay no yisayas atzmai, is not a 1 month old child. It's talking about a kid carries himself a couple months old, 6 months, then they have a heta, chay no yisayas atzmai. 1 month old child, the hoga is the one to be machmer. Now, this chiddush of the Tashbaz, chay no yisayas atzmai, come on with Paiskim, they don't understand it. They have two tainas. First, they want tainan the tashmatz lishitosai. He holds that the maestro there is no isim mitzad zriko. Therefore, he holds they can pass one to another. Also, we hold this isim zriko. How in the world passing a child could be worse than zriko? Zriko is also nichol of why shem menogal zchibo. Then passing a child should be also. That's aleph. Void al pisvora they don't understand. Chay noy says atzbei very good lom de shaboy. The circle say you're passing one to another. Therefore, the numis paiskim want to be machmer. The big nana voice of mamak mitzarech the mekel. Then the Hogash Shabbai in Klal Yisrael, I see that those who want to be Mekel, Rav Reuben and Shir, or Marakoyin, the Maisi is Mekel, Rav Berkut says, Allah is Mekel, Atzah Hasheni, Rav Vosner, and the Oskol, the Maisi is Machmer, and then those say, Mokhmet Sarek to be Mekel. Now that means, for example, let's say the kid goes by himself, everything reads his motor. I have a kid, he jumps one to another, he's very proud of it, he shows he goes to Mami, Tati, usually goes to Mami, not to Tati. But Maisa, he goes one to another, Kuliyama's mutter. He, because then there's no ashot, there's no passing, then Avada, it's him doing it, not you. Then Avada, it's mutter. The whole. No, Mokhmet Machmer. There is no ashot. Who's motion anything? The kid, I'm trying to hold my kid back, show my kid that he wants me.
No, that's a kid, mom just jumps from the other. What if the kid is like, he's leaning? Like, he can't himself get there.
That's
Pasha,
that he's doing it. That's him. That's him doing it, that's not you. You're not moshed anything. The problem is that you're the passing. You're being zerk. You're doing nothing.
You are just sticking out your hand so you go. He's leaning that direction. He himself can't get there.
So you're taking.
Because you allow him to get there, so maybe you're helping him. So yeah.
No, I don't think you're saying this anymore. Especially since the whole thing is about like this. But Maisa, chutz mizeh.
What's the age?
What?
What's the age?
No, if you go by himself, he certainly is not. Then he's not.
Six
kind
old
of,
can't go by themselves.
No, if he can go by himself, then they back to machlokes. Yesh v'yesh. What age is the mekil? No, those go by himself. Kulam is mutter. Doesn't go by himself. Yesh v'yesh. Goes to kulam chayin says atzmi. No. From Pashas, not no. Pesach Tshuva says very clear. The getter is like not newborn. It has to be somebody. No, not newborn. Chayin says atzmi that a cotton can sit by himself, carries himself. Now, let's say the kid's in the wife's hand. Now, this time the place can be down. Posh it, of course, you should not give a kiss to your child. Why? Because the mice is right next to your wife. Of course, in the Magal de Erevil, you should not kiss one to another. Now, they discuss, what about feeding your child while your wife's holding the child? Now, Again, the Svarim have mamish either Mekel, Mokom Atzorech, or Machat El Abrachel, or Osir. Really, Balabatish really depends upon the situation. If a kid does not need it, well, be Machmo. Why? If you can, your wife can feed her without you feeding, why the world do it? The wife can put him down, why the world do it? And my son, let's say the kid's screaming, the only way he'll take the medicine is only if your wife holds him and you put him inside his mouth, Avada, make his milismach. I mean, Yesh milismach, Avada, you should do that like Chatkilo. Avada, the kid won't take the medicine without her holding it, like my kids sometimes. And me putting in Avada, that's the correct thing to do, not even a Shiloh. No, but here not mitzvah. No, had to chayin as that's why you're giving it to what she's holding. You want fine. I can't sit based in the gear. These all now kamlus of gimel says a third halacha in the mitzvah. A hacker b'shas achilo. Negate achilo numerous aspects. I guess we'll start in the mitzvah hacker. Then we'll mamshuk next week. There's a sugya about eating that a person cannot eat together. And be'etzim it's before shemishna. Azov cannot eat with Azov together, it's a Mishnah. And why say Azov Mazov? It says in the Gemara, why? Because by Azov in someone's Torah, in the Mitzat Tumah V'Tarah. Therefore, Azov Mazov, two people were Tomei, and there's Manenu, all Anoshma Begedev of Azov Mazov, all Anoshma Begedev of Mazov. Therefore, we have in the first Mishnah that says we cannot eat together. Now, what does it mean you cannot eat together? Does it mean that we cannot eat for one plate? And therefore, we cannot eat together. It might lead to eating one plate or the inim mitzad chibur shabai. As numerous nafmin is what the svar is. Again, the two separate svar is why either chibur or eating to one person's plate. Now, what comes out lalocha? The halacha is you cannot eat for one plate. That's clear. What about eating for one table? What about one table? Is that osur motus? The Rambam says the isur is only eating for one plate. You have one plate together, and you eat for one plate. That's osur. One table says the Rambam says motur. However, the Rambam argues, says, even for one table, we cannot eat the same table. You have your plate, I have my plate, one table is also. That's how the Maestro, the Mechavah, brings down, we cannot even eat. Loich ima al shulchan. Come on, the Mechavah says, even on the shulchan, the Maestro cannot eat together. So also, that's how Maestro called the place to go. The klolim of this Indian of eating on a table together is a klolim of basar b'chala. The law is when you eat basar and somebody eats challah, you have to have a hekim between the two. Therefore, whatever the klolim by basar b'chala and hilchis, and the same klom applied to the lochas of Nidah. Now first, when you're eating together, what exactly are you eating? Let's say it's only achilas arai, or shdiyas arai. Pashas is no chilik whether it's achilas arai or kfar. Pashas is no chilik whether it's shdiyah, no shdiyah, or achila. Pashas is no chilik whether it's shdiyah arai or not. Before you need achoka all the time, whenever you eat together, that's a pashas. If those want to argue in all these cases, that's the mice of the pashas. Now, this halacha, again, there are two different reasons. I discuss interesting nafkaminas. Let's say your wife is eating, just interesting cases. Let's say your wife is eating basar, you're eating chalav. So you have a hekker there. Now you're a nidah. Do you need a second hekker there? Well, one hekker is enough. Because if the side of a nidah is why you'd be different than what you do to us, you should not have chiba. So what do you do all year round? You have basar and chalav. When your wife eats chalav, you eat basar. What do you do all year round? You have one hekker. So now you have to be different, you need two akarim. However, if you say it is why, you should not eat from a person's plate, you already have a hekir not to eat from a person's plate. Just shout among the swarm, but then they also not clear, but myself, all the swarm of myself, make full, and say, oh, body only needs one hekir. Either one said that if the swarm is mitzah not eating from a plate, or myself, one hekir is enough even for mitzah chibur shabai, myself, that's enough for a reason, and even if possible, one hekir is enough.
That's the reason why I think that you shouldn't.
If the reason, Machlokes Rishonim, what the reason? If it's not even one plate, that's partial. One hekker is enough. Just like it's enough of a hekker not mitzad bats mechol, not even a plate. Avad mitzad neither one hekker is enough. The only shalom mitzad chibur shaboy. That you start clearing the shalom of mafarshim, sheva levi, and the article and by the shulchan. Exactly what the gather is. Ma'aser Moshe's mekel and Vaz's mekel. All mekel says one hekker is enough. Now, we have these again. These two halachas over here. One mitzad kor echad, one mitzad shulchan echad. And each one needs a hekker. Mitzad shulchan echad, they were saying it's also, let's say you're not eating on the shulchan. You're holding something, and she's holding something, you're both eating standing up. Do you need a hekker between one another? Now, it's a shalom among the svarim, Rav Vaz wants to be machmer, Tzal b'chokhm b'yashim wants to be mekel, Ma'is is not negeah, we're a menschlechait, we sit and we eat, sitting down, therefore it's not really negeah. Fine, interesting shalom. But negeah to shulchan echad, what defines a table? By a table, let's say she's machuk, she sits on the other end, and you're on one end, and you can reach one to another. The Pashas is, since there's a chokha, you first of all, mitzad svar shvoy, that you cannot reach to a plate, but maisa certainly should not be nisar. Mitzad chiba shvoy, l'chor also should be motor. The maisa are not sitting next to each other, and usually when you want to show chiba, you do sit next to each other. That's the parameters of usually a chiba. Therefore, l'chor, if she's far away from you, that you cannot reach your plate, you cannot reach her, therefore there won't be any isar, mitzad shulchan afad. So that's a very simple way, without any having any hecka between the two. Sit in a way that you cannot reach each other, will not be a problem. However, let's say stam mul zebezeh, not sar basar, you're facing each other, l'chor, that's nichol n'inyin of achakas, like if I need a hecker in between. Maisa, if you can, it's a small table, you cross one from another, or there's should be also.
But
what's
called
also,
this far away?
I mean, the same, but what's if you cannot reach a plate, it's motor.
No. One's not eating.
One's not eating, only the hecker, only when both of us are eating. Now, since the enemies had a table they discussed, let's say you're eating at two separate tables. So usually two separate tables, you're far away from each other. But let's say two separate tables side by side. For example, you're on an airplane. You have your tray, she has your tray, her tray. Do you need a hecker between one another? So, Maisa, Shamung Mefarshim, the Shev Kossi wants to be Mekel, the Asher wants to be Machmer, the Pashas is to be Machmer Lechura. Even though the Pashas is Maisa, the Shev Kossi eating together, and you don't even realize. You sit side by side, you have two trays in front of you, eating the food together. So the Pashas and the Sar is that Maisa, you are eating together, and L'chor, you should be the Hekka to one another. Now, besides the Hekka Shabbai, what is Nichol in the get of Hekka? So first I discuss, when people are at by the table, do you need a Hekka? Now, to be clear, the three different sheets among the place my L'chol Maisa what to do. The Masa bin Yaman brought down by the Pesach Shuv, it says that other people by the table need no Hekka at all. No problem, no matter where they sit in between you, they sit around you. And his ikya side seems to be the siva of the isa mitzad chiba shaboy, margul erva. There's no chiba, it's a public place, we're eating all together. I'm not eating with my wife, nothing romantic going on over here. What we're doing a family meal. It could be a problem mitzad chiba shaboy, you need a heck over there. Yeah, so mitzad that won't be a problem, 100%. Unless you get two seater, fine. But, fine. Come on, the Roshita, and says, no, that's only if there's thing in between you, is that, then there'd be motor. Around to be also. And the Rajba says, even in between to be also. So among the, again, the Rishayim, the Rajba says, always also. The Rosh says, in between is motor. And Masbinyon by the Pesach Tshuva says, it's always motor. Halach l'maisa, in Klal Yisrael, l'maisa, there are two, no one's Machmir Legami Baker, except for the Klaizimurger. But Chutz Mizeh, l'maisa, the Klal Yisrael goes either that it's Mutl Gami, Harbe Chilek of Klal Yisrael go that way. The aside from Pitairo, aside from the Psalm Chochma, Taras Abai, it's fine. Well, seems to me that way. But Oid Harbe Chilek of Klal Yisrael go, no, as long as they're in between is Beseda, otherwise you need a hacker. And again, among the Svarim is Mamash Mekotza. Mamash is 50-50, it seems. Among the Svarim, Chetzi go one way, Chetzi go another way. And how where Chassanim are taught also Chetzi Chetzi. Mamash, everyone teaches different. Either the God Mahalach in between is enough, or that you, or any place around is motor. In between, that Vasa says even kids are help, no problem, even kids.
And they like to go,
they're
around, fine.
No, they sit in between, no, around them. No, it depends, mitzvah is for the around, the fourth, this thing right there, part of the meal eating.
Yes, that's
the yeah, because all you saw, you're not eating together. Now, so again, so what do people do in the Maisa? Yesh v'yesh. Again, so if you have kids between a van and a loch, if you have, no, don't have anyone in between, yesh v'yesh, you cry your soul. Now, it's not the hekesh boy, what exactly to do? Now, once you, let's say you're eating only together, or let's say you want to be machmer when other people are around, not sitting in between. So first, the hekesh cannot be a stam on the table. You're sitting side by side, you put the hekesh over here. It's supposed to be between each other. It's in between. Be machmer one to another. And this Indian hacker who writing a piece of paper is not enough. You have to have something that does not belong on the table. Now, interesting shallow they discuss is the hacker mitzad who? Mitzad the man or mitzad the lady? What's enough to mean? And let's say the man knows about it, the lady does not know about the hacker. Fine, she forgot about it, doesn't remember to put on. Do you have to point out that this is the hacker or not? The swara is that the Indian of eating together, the chibushwa is the time mitzad the man, the time mitzad the lady. Therefore, it's very simple. Just point out this is our hacker, this is good enough for both of us, this is the hacker for both of us, therefore, mitzad. Both of us need a hacker.
That's what everybody saw, but if you're going to be marked with other people there.
Fine, you maybe want to make it zero, can't say. Now, the side of a hacker is, has to be that's a hacker. Now, at breakfast, when he says it over, he says, when we start having a lot of kids, everything eventually gets on the table, there's no hacker on the table. It's like, No, certain houses, everything's on the table. Mm. You have to make sure. You have to make sure that the hacker is a hacker. Has to be nicker. That does not belong on the table. It's never on the table. Now, let's say it's on the table, but usually it's over here in the middle. You put the flowers in the middle. You put them in between. But if it's a hacker, the side of a hacker, it's in a place that not belong here. It's a hacker. Like, that's nice as enough. Now, this hacker does need height or not. Does it be tall enough or not? So the Pashas is reading the Machaber, Avada, it does not need any height. The Machaber says, Shum Shinashe, Shum Dover Master. Pashas, the Paiskim is, no height is enough. Now, they do bring down a Taz in Hilchas, Bas L'Cholot, that's discussed by a Kankan or by a Menoyo, that might need some height to it. But Maisa, the Hoga, the Pashas of all the Paiskim, Chayodim, the Kitzer, that any Shinoi, as long as there's a hacker there, it's enough. Now, there's also. What? If certain papers are, again, papers are always on the table. Writing is not enough.
If you put a paper with a norm, why not
go? My table, I have paper all the time. No, it's not nicker. It's not, not a hacker. It's there. I put something that's not there, we would say there. If paper, if you have a clean immaculate table and you just put a paper down when you need it, fuck, that's enough. But some people's houses are not as run that way. And the paper on the table is the paper on the table. That's the Pashas. Now, those want to be Choshish and say, you need height to it, and therefore they want to say, that, for example, they want to make it seer. If they want to know, when there are people around, and there are those who are mocking people around, and no one in between, they say, then a small hacker is enough, said the Vosner. One of the tiny is, when people are around, they says, put a key in between, put your watch down, no problem. When people are not around, make a tall hacker. Fine. That's those who want to be mocking, say, you need a tall hacker. That was the Pashas, you look at the place and the swarm. The Pashas is that any hacker, as long as it's nicker, a hacker is nicker, Shum dava la maisa be nuchlan together of a hacker should be no problem. Fine. That's mitzad shulchan echad. Korachas, next to you. First time we leave for next week. And again, mitzad shayv mishavoy, just the lochas are very practical. Shabbos is once a week. This is half a month sometimes. So it's something that a person always has to learn. It's always because I can do chazor. And again, on the page it takes mamash half hour. I do chazar on every time.
You told me the way to make Tayyar Mahmoud. Oh, yeah.